Rich. What a great name. See that guy over there? Yeah, he's rich. That's a great, you know, confession, declaration. Every time they say rich. So, let's prophesy about money. Amen? Why not? You know, Jesus talked about money more than he talked about love and other things. Jesus had a lot to say about finances. And there are some things God's taken you through, even right now, about money. God is shaping your kingdom view of earthly resources so he can project you into a place where money will be a powerful tool in your hand, will never be master over you. Because that's the deal. That's the big battle with money. It always vies for mastery over the soul of people. And that's why Jesus said you can't serve God and mammon. You can't serve both. Because they both have power. And they both have the ability to get things. And you got a big list of things you want to get. In fact, I want to say this. There's a vehicle for you that you're praying about. There's a vehicle that's not the one you currently have. There's one that's coming. And God says, I'm going to bring it to you the kingdom way. So that's going to be really an interesting classroom for you. God's going to take you into his classroom of provision and kingdom economics. And are you employed right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're already in the classroom, and you've already had some tests. And, you know, tithing and giving and all these things are all part of God testing you. And I'm just here to encourage you from the Lord. He wants you to pass. The one thing I say, when God gives tests, he always cheats. Because the answers are in the book, and it's always an open book test. All the answers are in the Bible, and you always have access. And then we have the Holy Spirit. And all this, now this only works in kingdom tests, doesn't work in, I used to teach school, so they always before they go, would you pray for us for the test? I say, Father, I pray you bless everyone that studied for the test. So, doesn't work in the normal classroom, but in the God's classroom, the Holy Spirit will be there. He'll tell you. He'll lead you and guide you into truth. And so I'm just here. I just think God really does want to bless you financially as a young man. God wants you to get a hold of kingdom principles at a young age. God wants to prove to you that tithing works, giving works, that he'll open up the windows of heaven, and there's no, you know, age requirement. You got to be a certain age for him to do that. It's all about obedience. It's all about being a good steward. It's all about the parable of the talent. I mean, I really think the Lord wants you to go back through the Gospels and read some of the things that Jesus taught, some of the parables that deal with stewardship and finances. There's a lot of them in there. It's huge. And you're going to begin to see some things, and I think the Lord's going to speak into your heart that he wants to give you faith. And that's why you read the Word of God about it, not to get scolded, although sometimes we do. It's God wants to deposit great faith in you to believe God for big projects and big things. And here's the deal. I'm going back to this vehicle. This vehicle is going to be a training session for you on how to believe God to supply big things outside of your own means so that you can use that to supply for kingdom projects. And the day will come, brother, God will tap you on the shoulder and say, I want you to give to that project. I want you to fund that project. I want you to begin to collect resources for this project. And you're going to begin to see God do amazing things. Now, we all love signs and wonders and miracles, right? Some of the greatest miracles that will come to the kingdom will become in the area of provision. God's amazing provision, even in times of recession, economic hard times, you know, where economies are crashing and burning all around us in the nations, God's economy is A-OK. It's still doing great, okay? God's not pacing the floor of heaven, wringing his hands, saying we got another recession in heaven to deal with. He doesn't do that because God's in control of it all. And so you're gonna stand out in another day, in another season of your life. You'll stand out among your peers, not because you're wealthy and you can flash money around. It's because you have a handle on finance and what it really is to God. It's a tool to advance the kingdom. That's it. It's a tool to advance the kingdom and meet our needs. And you're going to have such a balance that people are going to be marveled. And then you're going to be doing seminars. You're going to be teaching. You're going to be helping people come out of their debt and out of destruction. Where money has ruined their life, you're going to help people. You're going to rescue a lot of people. So study well, mainly the scripture. But you know what? I also sense that you're going to even study some of these other things that deal with finance. You're going to have a kind of a sense of what God's doing in the global economy. Because there's something about you that's also going to be very global. I see you as, I think you love the internet because you get to touch the nations. You get to touch all that's going on 24/7 in the world. And I think you're going to learn some global things that God is doing. I even see, you know, you're not going to take a normal missions trip. Everybody says, yeah, we're going to go help build this building. We're going to go feed some orphans. We're going to do outreach down here. We're going to do all these other things. You're going to go on like a fiscal, you know, global initiative that has to do with meeting in a certain city with people of global markets. And you say, well, hey, it's a missions trip. For you, it will be. And they'll scratch their head and say, where are you going again? And what is it exactly you're going? They'll go, I'll explain when I get back. And I just think God's going to make you like one of the sons of Issachar that are going to be knowing what's going on in the times. God wants, and that's going to be the prophetic thing in you, that not always up prophesying in the service or laying hands on people and giving a prophetic word, but you will prophetically know what God is doing in the world. And God's a God of the nations. God's not an American. Hallelujah. God is a God of the nations. And so there's a couple of tracks that God's going to get you on. Economics, finances, kingdom way. And then he's going to make you a man that understands the seasons, the times, what God's doing in the world. And you're going to set a lot of people free in their thinking and in their use of money for the glory of God.
And one of the things that God is showing me is that he's giving you a gift of administration. And that in this, as you're building, learning about finance and economy, God says he's also giving you a gift of administration that's going to bless you. I see you even managing things. I see you with really a gift of excellence where you can take something and really plan it well and put it together well. There's a link with you in the music industry. I'm not sure how that works, but managing something, overseeing something, running something, and doing it well, that's also going to bring in income that God says it's all linked to your ability to raise funds. So that gift of administration, God says that you will be schooled in that. You will be taught that. You will be you have it in you, but God's like fine-tuning that on the inside as well. God's going to give you insight, I believe, into organizational behavior. You're going to be able to go into an organization and understand if they have it laid out right, if they have the structure right, the board of directors, all this stuff, that you're going to be able to understand another level and be able to see things in organization to set things in place, something that would really work and that would really take off. Or you'll also realize when something is not in place and needs to be set in place. So God says that's an anointing that he's released into your life. The Lord also says that, I see you quoting people. I see you saying, you know, I read in this book, and you're quoting successful people. This person says, you know, this, and this person says that, and things that have really helped you. So it speaks to the fact that you're going to really learn a lot from people that have done it. God's going to bring you to a table. God's going to bring you to a table of people that will pour into you. People that have been there, people that have done it, they've been financially successful. God says that they're also going to have inroad into your life, or they're going to speak into your life, mentor your life, and say, we can help you with that. This is how you can do this. And it's not just going to be book knowledge, but it's going to be through a lot of experience and linking that God's going to bring you to the right place so that you can link with these individuals that are going to really give you a hand up, and they're going to bless you and help you forward. This is all going to help in your ministry as you continue to release finances into the kingdom. Everything my brother was saying, I was seeing that back there. And also there was it's in this something completely different. In the spirit, I keep seeing also like a spear kind of in your back. I'm not sure what that's about, but I really sense just as a prophetic act, I'm removing that thing that has been embedded there. I'm not sure what that's about, but part of an attack to just stunt that growth, because God is going to have you grow, and he's going to, right out the gate, you're going to go quickly, you're going to move fast, you're going to move quickly into all the things that God is saying, but there's almost been an attack to stop and stunt that from happening from out of the gate. So we break that tonight in Jesus' name, and we declare that you're moving forward. Your feet are one that will never stay still. You will be one that you'll be involved, you'll be moving, you'll be doing this, you'll be doing that. So you be sure that in the midst of that as well, God's going to give you balance on learning how to step back and learning how to take time to just relax and then come back to the table, because you will have much opportunity. People will want to hear from you. People will want to connect with you. People will want to understand. They will want to see your presentations. They will want to see the things that you have. And God says, I'll give you that balance so that you can get involved and do all that I want you to do. And at the same time, I'll give you the balance to back off and refresh and press into me. Don't worry about Who is she? Who's she going to be? I sense that for you as well. God is moving in your life in just such a beautiful way that that's something you don't have to give concern to, but that you're going to really just give pour in, and you're going to be led of the Lord to develop this area of your life, and this gifting of your life, and everything else will come together for you. Do you play an instrument? You're trying. Music is being developed in you, not just the music industry, but music altogether. There is a developing of music on the inside, and it's going to connect you. God's going to teach you all about music and how it runs and how to make it even sound better. And that's even going to somehow, down the road, it's going to be something you're going to even invest in, and it's going to bring economic blessing to you as well.
Learn from people who've been successful and study them. And I had already written down Colin Powell, his autobiography, My American Journey. It's the best book on leadership I've ever read. You need to get that book, Colin Powell, My American Journey. It reads like a novel. But the guy is so brutal on himself. Second, God's called you to be a leader, and he's going to show you what that means. And God tells me to tell you, it's in the details. It's in the minutiae, the very small details, that God's going to show you what it is to be a leader. Read this book. Next, God told me that it's easy. It's nice going last. I like going. God told me, you have an inchoate voice. I need to explain that. Inchoate comes from an old Latin word meaning to hitch up the oxen. And what it came to mean in English usage is something not quite there yet. It's appearing, but it's not there yet. You feel there's a lot inside of you. There are deep wells, but you've not found a real voice to speak what's inside of you. So you go around, and it's not an uncommon thing at all. Many people do. You go around feeling at times that no one really understands you, because this thing, you haven't been able to fully express somehow what's inside and what you're thinking and what you feel. And the music is a part of this. Music unlocks, it takes the inchoate voice that's inside, and it gives us a way to express things. And that's why it's so valuable, because it helps unlock the heart of the musician and the heart of the listener both. So God's going to give you a voice of expression. There is in you a lot that needs to be expressed. There's a poetic side to you that there's quite a romanticist inside of you. People. I don't mean a romanticist in terms of women, though there's nothing wrong with that. No, I mean the romanticist that can look at a sunset, that can look at a cardinal land on a branch of a tree, that can look at an old man walking down the road, that can look at these things and sense and see in all of those things the glory of God. Amen. That's what a romanticist is. And this is inside of you. But it's not found a voice yet, which I completely understand. But God's going to give you a voice, and it's going to be a lifelong thing. There will be a time toward toward your middle years or middle to, 50s. Let me just be specific. Your 50s and early 60s, when God's going to really give you a voice, and it's going to be in terms of writing. Now, I don't know whether the writing is going to be writing music or writing a book, writing a novel. I don't know. But he's going to release this thing, and it's going to come out of your hand. Are you right-handed or left-handed? It's going to come out of your hand, right on the paper somehow, and it's going to be a release of that voice. So don't get frustrated. When you feel like people don't understand you, it's okay. They probably really don't. But you need to be cool with that, because it's a discovery and it's an adventure to find out how to express what God's put in you. So there are a couple of keys. One is this music. Another key is that you really need to learn to love people. There's something about one of the things that will unlock your heart is to understand how to love people, because then you're going to see how much God loves you. When your heart gets broken for that person, then you're going to begin to perceive in a new way what it means for God to love you. And in all of that, God's going to release a lot. And then the other thing is about the leadership. You are a leader, and it's in the details. It's not in the broad strokes. It's in the minute planning of things that God's going to make you very successful and help you lead other people to also be successful. So get Colin Powell's book, and you'll understand when you finish it what I'm talking about. Okay? Cool.
Rich, thank you for another prototype of your generation. How old are you? 20. Ha! 20. You're in. You just made it. Don't go anywhere. I mean that. Don't go anywhere for right now. You're part of the seed of what God was prophesying tonight over the house. And you are going to be a gatherer, and you're going to be an influencer. And all these things God's going to train you to do, it's going to happen because of what he's prophesying tonight over the house. So, Father, we seal these words. Thank you for Rich being a part of this vision that will glorify you in this region. In Jesus' name, amen.